You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Oh my goodness, I thought this was recording. And automation, wow. Yeah, and listen, I have a question. So I called mm-hmm. about a few days ago, and I registered for the COVID vaccine. Okay, and I am an educator, and the gentleman told me that I was, as of now, I think, eligible to receive the vaccine. So a neighbor of mine just sent me a State Department website where you can register for the vaccine, and I went on there, and when I select my age group, which is, I'm 46, it doesn't have anything about educator. It doesn't. You know, it asks you if you're some type of employee, but educator is not one of those listed. What am I missing here?
Okay, what website are you on?
The website I went on was the AL COVID vaccine scheduling.
All righty, 1 second. I don't think it would have educator on there. It may have either. I mean, anytime you're a teacher, healthcare worker, essential worker, or like a pharmacist, you automatically qualify for the vaccine shot, but I don't think it will actually have that option on there. But let me look for you 1 second.
Okay.
And you said you're on what website?
The AL COVID vaccine scheduling.
All righty, 1 second.
Okay, sure. Take your time. Take your time.
And I have a question. What day did you call and pre-register?
It was Thursday or Friday of last week. I think Friday. If I want to be specific, Friday, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, so I have a quick question. If you've already pre-registered, then what are you trying to do on the website if you've already pre-registered?
Well, I am hearing of talk of people having specific dates, and I guess I want to go on the website and see if I could get me a specific date, but then I saw that, you know, I listed my age and it didn't list educator, and I was just, you know, just double-checking, just basically double-checking to see if I'm missing something.
Right, okay. Yeah, gotcha. They're not going to have that option on there. I think the only time they have that option is when we actually pre-register you. We just put down that you're a teacher. Now, I can say once you've already pre-registered more than once, I think as many times you pre-register, it'll automatically kick you out of the system. So just be on the safe side. If you've already pre-registered on the vaccine hotline, the 855 number, what they do is they get your information, but you have to wait until the health department calls you in the next week. So honestly, if you've already pre-registered, then there's nothing else that you really need to do besides wait until the health department just give you a call to schedule you. Because I don't even think they let you register online anymore. I mean, it works, but it really doesn't. It's best to just register by phone. So the only thing you're waiting for is for a call from your health department in your county to actually schedule you to give you the time and the place.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful. Thank you.
Now, no problem.
I have one more question.
Yes,
I have
go
one
ahead.
More question for you. In the spirit of keeping up with the Joneses, right? So I'm trying to help my parents get registered for their vaccine. Now, my parents have already registered on this hotline as well, but they had a neighbor call them and say the neighbor went to the website and received a specific date. Now, I just registered my parents on this website, and the date was for like April the 9th, and I don't think they want to wait that long. And what's going on here? Because my mother is 70 and my father is 73 years old. Is there any way that, I mean, do they have to wait till April?
No, they definitely don't. Whenever you register on the website doesn't get you in. It's like you're just pre-registering, but the website doesn't get you in as fast as you do when you call. So that's why we always say just call and pre-register by the vaccine hotline, because we actually fax your form to the health department so that you can get a call. On the website, it's going to give you a date that you probably don't want to actually do. So I'm sure they don't want to wait that long. So it's best to just did you try to call and register them by phone instead, or you just want to keep that appointment?
They've already registered by phone. And I'm wondering if, but the health department has not called them yet.
What day did you pre-register?
She registered Thursday.
Yeah, it doesn't. Thursday, Friday. Yeah, it takes them about a week to give them a call. So she probably won't receive a call until the end of this week if she pre-registered on Thursday. And also, weekends don't count, you know, because health departments are always closed on weekends. So Saturdays and Sundays don't count. So if she registered Thursday, most likely the guaranteed time she'll get a call is probably going to be Wednesday or Thursday at the end of this week.
And one more question. You're so
yes,
great.
Yes, go ahead.
One more question. Okay. Have I made a mistake by putting them in that website system and accepting an April 9th date? Is there any way, based on talking to you, it seems like that was a mistake?
It's not really a mistake, but like I said, when you register on the website, they give you a date that's far out. So you can cancel. I don't think you can cancel it. What they do is they'll keep the appointment up, but if she go ahead and get the shot, once the health department notify her and actually tell her when to come in, they'll automatically cancel the appointment because they will already know that she got that shot. They put that information in the system. So that appointment that she has in April, it will automatically get canceled if she go ahead and get the shot.
And the health department won't be looking at that date and saying, well, she wants to wait until April 9th and prevent.
Oh, no.
So they will.
Yeah, they don't look at that type of information. They go by the form that we send them from the time they register.
Okay, perfect. What's your name?
My name is Jaira.
Jaira, thank you so much. My name is Carlos. I appreciate your help. I wish you would answer that phone every time we call. This is great.
Oh, no problem. And thank you. No problem.
Okay.
And thank you
great.
For calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Okay. Have a good day.